Ohio State tested nurse aid. Skill test instructions. These instructions are to be placed in the common area so all candidates have an opportunity to read these instructions before going into the skill test area. You are not allowed to leave any testing area until finished with your test. Please remember to use the restroom before entering the testing room. Cell phones, smartwatches, fitness monitors, and any other electronic devices must be turned off, not on vibrate or mute, during testing, and are not allowed to be near or on your person during testing. Any personal belongings, purse, bags, cell phones, smartwatches, fitness monitors, laptops, tablets, etc., need to be placed in the designated area inside the testing room when you enter. Remember to collect your belongings when you leave the test area. Anyone attempting to use a cell phone, smartwatch, fitness monitor, or any other electronic device or any form of test assistance from any source for any purpose during testing will be asked to leave the test site, will forfeit all testing fees, and will have their test scored as a failed test. They will be reported to the Ohio Department of Health, ODH, and will not be eligible to schedule for a retest without a letter from ODH allowing a retest. Welcome to your skill test. The RN observer does not decide whether or not you pass or fail. The test observer only observes and records the steps she or he sees you demonstrate. DNSDT Headmaster staff in Findlay, Ohio, scores your test when the test observer submits it for scoring. The first thing the test observer will do when you enter the skill test area is show you where the relaxation area is located. You will be asked to show your ID as a double check to ensure the test observer has your personalized skill test. The test observer will sit beside you and ask you if you have any questions about these instructions. The next thing the test observer will do is tell you the tasks you will demonstrate. Then the test observer will show you the location of the supplies you will need for your tasks and will demonstrate the equipment you will use for your assigned tasks. You will have an opportunity to ask the test observer any questions you may have during the equipment demonstration. You will have 35 minutes to complete your assigned skill tasks. Each of your skill tasks has a scenario. The test observer will read one scenario at a time to you. As soon as you understand the scenario, please actually perform and demonstrate the task. At the beginning of your first task, you may use hand sanitizer. When appropriate, toward the end of your first task, you must actually wash your hands with soap and water. During the demonstration of your other tasks, when appropriate, you may use hand sanitizer instead of actually washing your hands with soap and water. Steps that are only verbalized do not count unless a step is identified to be verbalized as it is actually being demonstrated in the candidate handbook. At any time before you run out of time, you may ask the test observer to reread any scenario. Correct any step on any task you believe you did incorrectly. To make a correction, you must tell the test observer the specific task and what steps you will redemonstrate. When finished with each task, tell the test observer you are finished and return to the relaxation area. Two timers will be set when you begin your skill test. The first timer will sound when 15 minutes remain, and the second timer will sound when all 35 minutes have elapsed. The 35-minute skill test time starts when you actually begin the first task. The TO will read your first scenario to you and will start the timers when you begin your first demonstration.